situation is very bad. We need an urgent intervention where the government can assist, or the non-governmental organization come in and assist the government in alleviating what is on the ground right now.
So now tell us, Mr. Moyo, what are people depending on, let's say on a day-to-day basis, what are people eating there?
We are moving from this ward to the next ward in search of food.
So what do people do? You move from one place to the other looking for food, and who gives you that kind of food?
We are going as far as the Koko district, that's where we get most of our meals to feed our families. As far as Koko, which is the monument, 200 to 100 kilometers away from here.
What do you use to buy that food? Do people have money?
Yeah, the situation is very bad. Some, they sell gold, chicken, and the likes to have money so that they go and buy meals. To those with the gold and the likes, to those who don't, yes, it's a very bad situation.
So now, if people have to sell their goats and cows and, let's say, chicken and so forth, how much are they selling them for?
To get one bucket of maize, let's say you are selling chickens, almost one chicken goes for $2, comes five chickens to make it, because the bucket now costs $10. So you have to sell five chickens so that you get $10, so that you get one bucket of maize. If it is a goat, it costs also 50 kg of maize. It's an exchange barter trade. I give you a goat, it gives me 50 kg of maize.
And what about if you have to sell a whole beast? How much is it? A cow, a bull, or, you know, an ox?
It depends the kind of an ox which you are selling to those people. Some arrange at $500 to $600. The whole cost each one will run out of stock. Then at the end of the day, we'll find all what we have, property, will end up without any property, let's say livestock, whatever we have in our houses. We end up selling all those things.